On This Day with Gunners and Ally. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Thursday the 28th of July. Let's check out what happened on this day.
Dying in 1994, but born on this day, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, born in 1929.
Sir Garfield Sobers, former West Indies cricketer, is 86.
Another person we lost quite some time ago, keyboard player with British rock band Pink Floyd, Rick Wright, was born on this day in 1943.
The guy who invented the big fat ginger cat known as Garfield, Jim Davis, the American cartoonist, today turned 77.
Former Australian Army officer and Governor General of Australia, Lieutenant General Peter Cosgrove, is 75.
Glenn A. Baker, the Australian music writer and archivist and author, is 70.
Former Fremantle Dockers coach Damien Drum is 62.
And Zoe Foster Blake, the Australian author, is 42.
It was on this day, but way, way back in 1586, that the first potatoes arrived in England from Colombia.
To be sure.
What? They arrived in England, not Ireland.
Yeah, I know, but whenever I think of potatoes, I think of Ireland.
Fair enough.
In 1858, fingerprints were used as a means of identification for the first time by a guy called William Herschel.
The hamburger was apparently created by Louis Lassing in New Haven, Connecticut on this day in 1900.
In 1959, postal codes came into effect in Great Britain.
Ned Kelly, the movie, premiered in Glenrowan, Victoria on this day in 1970. It starred Mick Jagger.
Such is life.
And Marianne Faithfull.
An earthquake hit eastern China, killing about 250,000 people on this day in 1976.
Yeah, and it's considered the greatest natural disaster in modern times. And finally, on a brighter note, US comedy actor Steve Martin married Anne Stringfield on this day in 2007.
Boy and girl meet, they fall in love, he buys a ring, she buys a dress, they say I do.
And they're still together.
And that's on this day for Thursday, the 28th of July.